Bob Metzia, Perik Beis Mishnah Ches. Motza Svarim, we invite to learning the halachas of how to deal with chafetzim. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned about selling off animals that are expense. They have expenses, so really you're not mechuyiv to hold on to them at your own expense. You're allowed to sell them, and you'll give the money back to the person. Most chafetzim don't cost money to keep, a coat, a book. So we would find it annoying because clutter, but he has a mitzvah. So the clutter is not a cheshbon. It's only if it would be expenses out of pocket, be allowed to sell it. But a regular chavetz, not allowed to sell. Other Rabbi has to be metapa with the chavetz and he has to give it back. Motza svarim, if he found svarim, we're talking about svarim in the old days, like a sefer Torah, something that was on cloth, rolled up. Kore bohen achas l'shloishim yoim, in order to keep it fresh, can get moldy and decrepit if it's never open. It has to be open once every 30 days. V'meni yedeh likrois, so goylon, if he doesn't know how to read, so he opens it up and he rolls it just to ear it out. Avalo yilmud behem bitchilo, he can read casually, but he can't learn something, a mesechta, sefer, tanakh that he never learned. He's going to learn it bi'iyun, and he might use it too intensely. And also, v'lo yikra ache imoy. Two people learning together could pull this way, that way. A person learning something for the first time could get totally engrossed, and he could rub down on it and defeat the purpose. The sefer is going to have wear and tear. What we want is we want it to be opened. He could read casually wherever he's up to, but literally without very much intensity. Remember, this way it keeps it fresh and waiting for the owner. Motzak sus. He finds some article of clothing, he shakes it out every 30 days. Again, shouldn't get moldy. The Shaitchalatzarko, he's spread it out to ear it out. Let's say he has an expensive coat and he wants to put it out hanging in the front of his coat closet because people are coming, they're going to see he has an expensive that type of coat. That's the type of person we're dealing with. That is not what I do. Why don't we just say, listen, it has to be done. So why can't he benefit something from it also? So the truth is, it's not pashut. In the Gemara in Daf Lamed has a suffix. Let's say he has to spread it out anyways, once every 30 days. It happens to be the Olam's coming to him tonight. There's a parlor meeting in his house. Okay, then he could spread it out l'chvoidoy. It's only if he would spread it out solely l'chvoidoy would be a problem. According to the other lashon, you have to say that it's not of benefit for the beggar to be spread out l'chvoidoy. If it's an open display, maybe somebody will be tempted, maybe somebody will steal it, people will touch it, v'chule, it might not be the best thing for it. Klei chesef uchlei nechoshes, these are valuable kalim, made out of better, finer metals, mishtamish mem letzorkon. It's good for the kli to be used, a minimal amount, this way it doesn't get moldy, this way it doesn't get too tarnished, etc. Avaloi l'shochokon, not to use it in a way that rubs it out. Or to use it a lot, this way it gets rubbed out. The Gemara really says, the Rav brings, that we say on things that are very valuable, Elam Shmei Alakaka. Having valuables around is an invitation for Gnevis. The only way to watch something is by locking it in an underground vault. But Lamaise, if it's underground, it does have to be taken and used every once in a while. A person could have jewelry in an underground vault. If it's locked away literally for years at a time, there's a certain amount of damage to it. Their jewelry for sure was made, and the metal wasn't as refined. So mela has to be taken in, it has to be used every once in a while, but you have to make sure to use it with the right parameters. Klei zov uklei schuchis, lo yigaben achev elio, that shouldn't be used at all. These two things, zov is a finer metal than kesem and achoshes. Kesem and achoshes still have some impurities, zov does not. Schuchis also doesn't have impurities, and mela it doesn't deteriorate if it's not used. So don't use it. Achi Ove Eliyo in Hilchos HaShavos Aveda is the Shprach. Eliyo Anovi will come then, and he'll be Megal who everything belongs to. What's the nature of that? That's the job of Eliyo Anovi to define, to identify whose winter coat belonged to who. But the Gemara does use that Shprach. Motza Sak Oikupo, he found a big kli, which is used for transport. V'chol Dovashen Darki Lito. Something which is not a type of chefetz that somebody would carry through the shuk. It's a big, huge container bag which a person would schlep. It's not something that the regular person would take. Hareze lo yitoil. Here the Mishnah is saying that the person who found the Aveda, the sack, or the kupa lying in the street, is an ish choshuv. Picture an ish choshuv walking through the street with a huge basket, maybe one of those shopping carts, and you have a yid with a long white beard with a kapota walking through the streets with a shopping cart. Bizarreness. He's not mechuyiv to be mevaza himself. The Gemara learns this out of Gzeres HaKosuv. The Gzeres HaKosuv is the Torah says v'hisalamta mehem. The love of not ignoring Yenis Aved is v'salamta mehem. The words v'hisalamta mehem says twice. We point this out when we started the perek. V'sucha l'salam and v'salamta mehem. So the Gemara dash is interesting, Joshua. V'salamta mehem means you shouldn't ignore, but there are times that you can ignore. The fact that Torah says it again means it's selective. There are times when can a person ignore an Avedu? A zokin ve'enin lefi chvoidoi. Somebody who is respected, that he doesn't have to be old, he has to be respected. It's not lefi chvoidoi, this gave it. For a yid with a white beard, a tam chochem, a marbitz Torah, to pick up a doll cage that's lying on the floor, it's not lefi chvoidoi. What does he have to do? He has to leave it there. We explained in the psikhta to the first Mishnah that once the person would pick it up, he has a mitzvah say of vashavoy saloi. He can ignore a mitzvah say. If he doesn't pick it up, there's only the lav of his salam. At that point, he could choose to ignore it based on the din of zokhman lefi chvoide. But once it was picked up, he wouldn't be able to put it down. He's a shomer. He can't abandon somebody's chayfitz that he already has responsibility for. It's a tour only on the vihis salapta. Mishnah test. Ezihi aveda. What's considered lost? This is a good question. Not everything that we would call lost is actually lost. Motzach chamar oiporo, roin baderech ein zu aveda. You find an animal grazing, wandering around within the confines of where there are drochim. You don't have to stop it and return it. Chamar v'kelev hafuchin. If something's off, the kelim, that the saddle, whatever it is that's on the chamar, is not right. So you see something happened over here. Pororotza ben akrom. There's a cow. He's running around between kromim. It's not the regular place of a poror to run around. Havezu aveda. If it's off, that means it was lost. That means it's not under the owner's control. Herziru barcha. He has type of animal. He ran after it. The end is the animal is running wild. He runs after he returns. So herziru barcha. Afilu arba v'chamisha pom. Chayev lachziru shenema hoshev teshivim. The Gemara says hoshev teshivim means it's a repeating chiv. We don't say, listen, you're a shlamazu, you can't take care of your own chavits. Why am I mechuyev to step in? No, you have a mitzvah say. Hoyo botel misela. The Mishnah is saying, ahaloch over here, what happens if the fact that Reuven, who's on the way to work, finds Shimon's bein? No, now he has to deal with it, and he has to return, he has to bring it back to Shimon's barn. Lamaisa, he came an hour late to work, and he lost a sela of salary. Lo yoy maloi. He shouldn't tell the owner of the chefetz tamely sela, give me the whole sela. I'm not mechuyev to lose money for your aveda. This is a basic rule of thumb that the Torah did not put Shimon's money ahead of Reuven's. That means if Reuven finds Shimon's money, so he's mechuyev to look out for another yid, but he's not mechuyev to look out for another yid and abandon his own. So same way we have that he's not mechuyev to pay expenses out of pocket, he's also not mechuyev to lose work out of pocket. Therefore, he should be able to ask for the salary that he lost back. Still, the Mishnah says he can't ask for the full seller. Elenoisen loy schoroi kipoil bottle. The interesting idea that comes up in different places in the Chayshim Mishpat, kipoil bottle, which means he was going to be paid seller for an hour of hard work. He works in a field, and for an hour of digging and hoeing, v'chule, he gets paid a seller. How much would it be worth it for him to take a decrease in salary not to work? Now, to not work to be unemployed is not worth it because then he doesn't have what to live off. The reason why people go to work is because they need the money. Most people, at least. V'meila, everybody would be glad to take a certain amount of pay cut to have off. Most people won't want to have unpaid vacation. Halloy, they went to work in the first place to make money. Unpaid vacation is not a glick. It's a klolo. But what happens, let's say they would take a 25% pay cut. The Gemara says it's more like two-thirds, one-third. And they'd be able to sit and relax the whole day. That a person would be willing to do. Therefore, you don't pay the full salary. You pay that slightly shaved down amount. If yesh sham bezdin, if he's not willing to make that cheshbon, I'm not willing to only take 66%. I know what I need. I know what my family's expenses are. I need the full seller from that day's work. I can't give that up for yenes aveda. So he could go to a bezdin, and he go to a bezdin and say, I'm only willing to be metapa with aveda for that, and he'll be kaveh. Like this, in Choshevish, but he only owes him kapoil bottle. But he can make up the chetchila that I'm not willing to be metapa with aveda without the full seller. In ancient bezdin, if he has nobody to make it up with, what's going to happen? He's going to take the behemoth. He's going to lose an hour of work. He's going to come to the owner. The owner of the chetchila is going to say, okay, I'll give you 66%, two-thirds of a seller, not the full, because I'm only paying you by a bottle. He says, but I wasn't willing to take a pay cut because I need the full seller to support my family. If I come up with less than a seller, my wife doesn't have what to buy food for the kids with. So Miller, then Shalai Kaidim. He's not willing to take that loss. The golden principle over here is Shalai Kaidim. When he could recoup the money, he can't stop profit off Yana, but he's not willing to lose.